Paying for college anywhere in the country isn't cheap, but it's especially difficult in Oregon, where financial aid is significantly lower than some of its neighboring states. KLCC's Elizabeth Gabriel has this story of three young Oregonians who are dealing with the high costs of higher education.
Yo-Yo is a high school junior in Eugene. We're not using her full name to protect her privacy. Although Yo-Yo still has another year of high school, she's already concerned about how she's going to afford college.
I have no college savings. It's really hard to save for college when you're living paycheck to paycheck.
The 17-year-old works at a local Subway, and her mom has a full-time job. But it's still hard to make ends meet. And Yo-Yo sometimes has to explain to her friends the challenges her family faces.
They just think that, oh, like, my dad is where he is because he worked hard. Bull crap, because my mom works her butt off all the time. So hard work has nothing to do with it. And I think that's, like, the biggest misconception, like, that people think, oh, if you just work hard, you'll get there. No, that's not true at all. Because it's like, you see people working hard all the time and still barely being able to provide for their families.
Yo-Yo already has a strong work ethic. She's enrolled in a high school pre-med program, and she's taking a college prep course, so she'll be prepared to navigate college applications and scholarships. One of her goals after college is to find financial stability.
And as much as I love my mom, I've seen her struggle a lot. And struggling with money is mentally draining, too. It stresses people out. It stresses family out, you know. It's mentally exhausting, and I just don't want to have to do the same thing my mom did.
So for Yo-Yo, receiving higher education is a way out of financial hardship. But the pathway to affording college as a low-income student isn't easy. Take Kathleen's example.
I don't have familial support. I don't have financial support. So I really depend on aid and, like, scholarships and things like that to really, like, help me stay afloat.
Kathleen Rodriguez-Perez is a junior at the University of Oregon. The 20-year-old had a rough childhood. She went into foster care at 14. Although she wasn't adopted, she found a family she's grown to love. But that doesn't translate into financial support.
Yeah, I have my family, but it's like, I really have to do things on my own, and I have to budget on my own. I don't feel safe relying on other people to help me with stuff. It was just like, I just had to do things by myself all the time.
Despite the scholarships and financial aid, it's still a struggle. And there's not enough aid from the state to help everyone who needs it.
It is clearly evident in our data that for years we have only been able to serve just a fraction of those students in need.
Juan Baez Arevalo is the director of the Office of Student Access and Completion with the Oregon Higher Education Coordinating Committee. He says the Oregon Opportunity Grant, the state's leading need-based grant, doesn't do enough.
On the average, about 30,000 students receive it, and we know there's tens of thousands of Oregonians with need that we cannot give the award because of the funding limitation.
He says a bill in the current legislative session aims at a different grant for students, the Oregon Promise Grant. It would increase the amount of funding and expand eligibility to include more students with financial need. But even if the bill passes and the cost of tuition becomes more manageable, there are other expenses that make college unaffordable. Marichelle Gursky is a senior at Oregon State University Cascades. She was told in middle school that she has dyslexia, but she was never officially diagnosed, so she sometimes struggles to receive the accommodations she needs to complete assignments.
We didn't have the money to, like, spend on testing and getting, like, the official certification. And that's constantly always what it's been like with my dyslexia is, can I afford to have that disability?
As a student leader, Gursky's advocating for her university to create scholarships so low-income students can pay for diagnosis and access to disability resources.
As a college student, we're already struggling financially. Like, how can you justify asking a college student that, like, is making the decision between, like, paying rent and food to pay an additional $200 or $1,000 for someone to give them a piece of paper that says they have a disability?
Both Gursky and Perez are involved with the Oregon Student Association, which lobbies to pass legislation to make higher education more accessible and to give low-income students and students of color a voice in education policy. Here's Perez.
I think there just needs to be more recognition of how, like, low-income students don't have the same advantages as, like, the more wealthier students.
But is increasing financial aid in Oregon enough to really help low-income students afford to go to school when housing costs here are among the highest in the country? Our next story will look at that. Elizabeth Gabriel, KLCC News.
This is the second of four stories looking at efforts to help students who are low income or experiencing homelessness access and graduate college. You can find the remainder of the series at our website, klcc.org.